USA News. I'm Richard Johnson. Face-to-face is the plan later this afternoon when the Speaker of the House, Kevin McCarthy, and President Biden sit down to talk about the budget and the debt ceiling. Today's meeting comes after the two spoke by phone yesterday. A good talk, according to Congressman Patrick McHenry.
The conversation the President and the Speaker had yesterday was productive. It got us back a room together. We have a sort of updated sense of our realities. We know the deadline.
The North Carolina Republican says both sides are working in good faith dealing with tough issues. The deadline's about a week away, as the Treasury Secretary says. The U.S. could default on some debts as soon as June 1st. South Carolina Senator Tim Scott's the latest Republican to make his run for the White House official. In his hometown of North Charleston, the Senate's only black Republican noted the diversity of today's crowd.
We are not defined by the color of our skin. We are defined by the content of our character. And if anyone tells you anything different, they're a lying.
Scott will take his campaign to New Hampshire and Iowa later this week. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is expected to make his White House run official at an event on Wednesday. Meanwhile, no comment yet from the governor's office to a new caution about Florida from the NAACP.
We are advising African Americans and others that if you travel to Florida, beware that your life is not valued.
The group's president, Derek Johnson, cites what he calls DeSantis's aggressive attempts to erase black history and restrict diversity and inclusion in Florida schools. After months of tense talks, California, Arizona, and Nevada have agreed on a deal to cut about 10% of the amount of water each takes from the Colorado River. The river system that provides water to about 40 million people has been in danger of lowering to the point where water would not flow through its dams. This is USA News.
Finding great people to hire can be like trying to find a needle in a haystack. But not with ZipRecruiter. Their powerful matching technology delivers so many qualified candidates, it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. For less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
We've heard a lot about how many nurses are thinking about quitting the profession thanks to burnout. Turns out the same issue is sending a lot of doctors to the exit, and that's bad news for patients.
Because maybe you'll have a physician who's distracted, maybe physically exhausted, or maybe having health issues.
Dr. Blita Zamora with the Texas Medical Association says COVID brought the burnout issue into the spotlight.
We've been through a lot over the last 3 years, you know, regarding the pandemic. We've seen a lot of patients die that we have known for a long, long time.
A recent survey by the health journal company Elsevier predicts that up to 75% of healthcare workers will leave the profession by 2025. The number of women suing the state of Texas over its near-total ban on abortions is growing. Now 15 women are suing. They say they suffered dangerous pregnancy complications and were blocked from ending their pregnancies. The Center for Reproductive Rights is asking for a court order, a temporary restraining order, saying the new law lacks clarity about what defines a medical emergency. If you're traveling to Southern California to get some famous casual lifestyle, you might think about avoiding one of the Southland's busiest airports. A new survey by Forbes ranks John Wayne Airport in Burbank as the nation's angriest. Survey says 66% of all tweets about it were angry. The biggest complaint, the noise level. The next angriest airport, Jacksonville, followed by Omaha, Tampa, and San Antonio, Texas. I'm Richard Johnson, USA News.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio for their news, traffic, weather, sports, and a community connection. It's the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. It's critical that we keep AM radio in cars, because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress we need AM radio in cars. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.